the book is kind of a how-to primer for parents who might want to be available to, or at least understand their teenage children, if they suspect that their teenage children might be oriented in a non-traditional sexual way, especially a gay child or a child who's bisexual or has some other non-usual sexuality.
What should parents be aware of?
It's a very tricky thing, and what I would advise parents to do, parents of young children to do right now, is to start a conversation about sexuality at an early age using some books that are appropriate for young children, and then have, as we know, of the talk, often it's referred to, but really I would suggest a series of talks when children are about 9 or 10, and really get into the very heavy-duty information about sexuality. That allows you to have an ability to converse with your teenage children about their sexuality. Whether you've done that or not, if you suspect your child is gay, then there's a number of things that you should do. You could consult with a therapist or a psychologist and talk about how you might approach it. You want to find a comfortable way and a comfortable time to discuss with your teenager that possibility, that you suspect that that might be true, and assure them that you are going to love them and respect them and support them in all the ways that you possibly can.
What do you have steps or points in the book for people who haven't even thought about talking about sexuality with their 9-year-old?
Yes, I do. I recommend a couple books that I like to use. When I was a therapist, I would recommend these books to parents all the time. The books I like to suggest for parents of young children, and we're talking about preschoolers to early school age children, maybe up to even age 8, are a couple books by Peter Mayle. And one book is Where Did I Come From? And the other book is What's Happening to Me? The first book, obviously, about childbirth and sexuality of adults as children might observe it to be. And the other book is about entering puberty. What parents should understand is that children are beginning pubertal development much earlier than children did even 20 years ago. So now it is not unusual for girls and boys to be starting their early stages of puberty at 9 and 10 years old. And the fortunate thing is that at that age, children are ready for that conversation with their parents. At 13, they may not want to have that conversation with their parents.
What if the parent is not comfortable with the thought of the child being gay? What if the parent is homophobic?
Well, indeed. And I'm guessing that my book will probably not be picked up by people that are homophobic. I wish that it would be picked up. We're now having a national conversation about gay life. With the two Supreme Court decisions this past summer, the conversation is even much more in the media. And children and teenagers are picking up the conversation among their peers and in social networks of various types. So your children are definitely thinking about their sexuality. They're being exposed to it in so many different ways, in movies and in television programs and on the internet. So parents would do well to educate themselves as much as possible about it. But if a parent is homophobic but would really like to understand, then I would suggest that they read as much as they can about this issue, but also consider consulting a therapist or a psychologist to talk about their fears and their concerns, because it's most important that parents be comfortable first with their own feelings and thoughts about sexuality and their children's sexuality before they try to have a conversation with their children and do it in a way that might end up being awkward or uncomfortable.
What are 3 things you would recommend for parents who need assistance in helping their kid decide about their sexuality, or especially if the child may be gay?
Parents should pay attention first and foremost to their own feelings. And if they're having trouble with their feelings about it, then they should get help and talk to a professional. Find organizations that can be supportive of your search for information about the topic that's making you uncomfortable in terms of your child's sexuality. Another thing parents should do is keep an open mind and be aware that none of us control totally what our children do with their romantic life. And what you can be as a parent is a guide. The third thing I think parents should be aware of is their own biases and prejudices, and to be aware that they really can be helpful to their child if they deal with their biases and prejudices and if they develop a supportive attitude towards their children.
Dr. Jim Brush, so grateful to have you with us talking about this very important topic. And we will put all of your information about how folks can get the book on our website at WNKU.org.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking about this.